Hello, and welcome to the Social Media Show podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Pollinger. This is the audio version of the Social Media Show, which goes out live on Facebook at 9 a.m. on Mondays. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe. In today's episode, I talk to author Anton Marx about his books and how he uses social media to engage his readers and sell his books. Good morning and welcome to the Social Media Show. Today, I am delighted to have Anton Marx, author, on the show with me today. And we're going to be chatting all about his books and, of course, social media. So, good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm very well. Good to hear you say you're good, actually, because normally when I ask you that question, you say you're busy or really busy.
Yeah, I know.
So that's great. So it's brilliant to have you on. So tell the I know what your book's about, but tell the viewers and listeners to our podcast a bit about your books, because it's a very specific genre, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a lover of the everything kind of fantastic. So I dabble in, you know, traditional stuff like crime thrillers, adventure stuff, but my real passion is for futuristic thrillers, supernatural thrillers, horror, science fiction, that kind of stuff. So I've kind of created an area I call urban fantastic. That is kind of my expression of sci-fi, horror, crime, adventure, but with a focus on kind of ethnic characters and their cultures. It's kind of different from what is usual, but people love it. Yeah, so that's good. It's good.
Yeah, and no, I've read The Chauffeur, and I mean, there's just like so much going on, so many different themes and color, very, very, very vibrant, isn't it?
I mean, that's the idea, to kind of grab people, but also introduce them to other characters, other cultures that they're not as familiar with, and are kind of unusual to that kind of genre. So I love shaking things up and disrupting things. So yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm. Great. And when it comes to social media, how important would you say social media has been or is in promoting yourself and your writing?
Oh, very, very important. I mean, back in the day before the massive influence of social media, I mean, authors were lucky if they got to see their readers. I mean, the usual way would be like book signings, book launches, etc. But with social media now, the reach is incredible. I mean, obviously, I can be here in the UK and be communicating with my readers in Canada or in the States or in Africa or the Caribbean. So,
yeah, and have you got quite a few overseas readers?
Oh, definitely. Mm. Why should I restrict myself? Yeah, so I'm trying to reach everywhere that I can, and it's obviously easier, much so much easier to do it.
Because social media has just broken down those boundaries, really, and your post can, when you put out a post, I mean, it's no more effort for that to reach somebody in terms of your side, somebody in the US, let's say, or Jamaica, compared with London, is that so?
Of course, definitely.
And what would you say has been the most effective social media platform for you?
I think I'd say Facebook. Facebook, in the sense that when I try to reach out with Facebook, the thing is, with a writer, you're trying to communicate with the readers as best as you can. And Facebook really allows me kind of a one-on-one with my readers, which was nearly impossible before. And with the other social media platforms, it occurs, but not as efficiently or effectively as Facebook.
I mean, I would say you're almost like a bit ahead of the game, because at the moment, like last week, for example, I gave a talk and I was sort of saying, big part of the future of social media is what I sort of call personalization and having that one-to-one conversation with your customers and potential customers. And you're kind of doing that already because you're quite big on Facebook Messenger, aren't you? So people ask you questions and you really do get into chats and conversations with them, which is great.
Yeah, that's a game changer. I mean, Messenger really allows you to communicate in the sense that it is a two-way conversation, mm-hmm. and you're able to reach out and touch that reader at any time, because once they've come into your kind of like your domain, then mm-hmm. you're able to communicate with them. So if you have any offers or anything that is new that you want to share with them, you can do it. It's incredible. It's really good.
And talking of, and one of those things in terms of the new would be your new book. So you've just got a new book out. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a supernatural thriller, and it's the second in the series. It's called Good to Be Bad.
Good to Be Bad,
With Good to Be Bad, I had like a tradition, well, I wouldn't call it a traditional launch, but a launch through Facebook. Facebook ads to get the interest, get people interested in it. It's been going really, really well. I mean, with these things, as I said to you before, it's a marathon, isn't it? It's not a sprint. Yeah. So with all of the books that I have, all of the books I've written, you have to be constantly making people aware through whatever means necessary. But yeah, it's been going well. And I can see the good thing with these processes. I can see a way to grow it. Mm-hmm. So I can see where I can expand on what I'm doing, and that is very encouraging.
So with Facebook ads, which you mentioned, you kind of like, you've got I would say not many people, certainly not my clients, not many sort of use the Messenger sort of ad format, but that sort of works really well for you, doesn't it? Sort of, as you say, draws people in, you can have conversations with them, and it's like you say, are you implying there, in terms of expanding it, are you talking about sort of like scale and budget there? So if it's working on a small scale and a small budget, you can ramp that up if there's a particular tack that's working there.
Definitely, yeah. In an ideal world, you would, you know, put out an ad, see how it performs, and then make tweaks, make adjustments to it.
Yeah.
And you're 100% right. If it's working, then you can up the budget and up the arena where it's going to go, and you can experiment with things and try different avenues and see where it can go. But yeah, it's a matter of constantly tweaking and then increasing incrementally your budget to get in more people, either readers, subscribers, or buyers. It does take time. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's doable. And that's the key.
Mm. And how does it work in terms of sort of actual sales? Do you sell directly? I know the answer to this, by the way, but do you sort of sell directly through social media and through Facebook, or do you find it more successful to sort of use that as a bit of a funnel and an amplification on the social media side and then direct people over to, say, Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I do have, I do give readers access to purchase on the actual social media platform if they wish.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you've got a Facebook shop set up, haven't
you? Yeah, exactly. But I think what works best is getting them into Messenger. So you have the ad, you ask them, Messenger allows, well, the Facebook ad allows you to ask specific questions, so you'll ask them some questions, and if they're interested, then they'll be moved along into Messenger. then that's where I come in now, and I can answer any questions they have, which could be a simple thing as where do I get the books from, or tell me more about the world
about what the book's about,
this story is based in, etc. So I mean, once you get the conversation going, lots of barriers are falling at the same time, and I think that opens up for the reader to say, you know what, I like what Anton's saying, let me go and try his book, let me go and see what it's about, let me go and purchase the book. So yeah, it's been successful.
And you know, going back to what you're saying, there's a lot in terms of content and imagination, and clearly, you know, it sort of sparks off a lot in your, it certainly did in my head actually when you're reading the book. So there must be an awful lot going in yours when you're sort of putting all this stuff down. So for inspiration, I mean, yeah, talk to us about inspiration in general, but is social media any part of that? Do you sort of like get ideas or anything from social media in that respect?
I do. I mean, it's like Pinterest, for instance. Pinterest is, I know it's one of the most popular social media platforms, and because I am very visual, so Pinterest is not just a marketing platform for me, or research. It is not just a marketing platform. It's also a research platform. It allows me to create either characters or environments, so there's so much on there that you can pull elements from different creators and come up with something that's unique for you, whether it be a character, whether it be some fictional or fantastic place, whatever, it's all there. That's my go-to place, and I actually love it, really love it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Pinterest, because it's like you're really active there. And I think although you say it is one of the most popular social media networks, in terms of numbers, you know, people do tend to forget about it a little. So I think that's an important message to get over to people, that it isn't just your Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. Pinterest is right there as well. And it can be, definitely. It can be really useful.
Definitely.
On the inspiration side, as you say, and also directing traffic to your website as well. I mean, I noticed on the stats, and this is a public one, that you're getting about 60,000 visits to Pinterest every month, which is pretty big.
Because I think I've got a variety of stuff, a variety of interests that all kind of siphon into the writing. So it's like from inspirational quotes to maybe stuff about Jamaica, the culture, food, fashion, because as I said, everything leads back into the writing. Everything can be applied to the writing. So it's kind of like all of my interests, all of my loves in one spot. And then there's the literature, the books, and the, you know. So yeah, it works really, really well. Yeah.
And do you use for the inspirational stuff, are you keeping some of that private in terms of private boards, or do you just let all that sort of be public as well for people to see all your stuff there?
I'd say 90% of the boards are public. But I have maybe one or two kind of like reference boards that I just keep specifically for when I'm creating, when I'm writing. But it's I have to say, it's been thinking about it now, speaking to you, it's been a game changer for me personally as an author.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of content on there, and it seems like you're updating it a lot as well, which is sort of like the key to success on Pinterest and indeed other platforms. So
yeah, definitely. Consistency.
Talking of inspiration as well, I think one thing I find sort of fascinating about you and your work is that you kind of like you sort of do a fair bit of inspiring of other people as well as yourself for your work.
So I'm
kind of like thinking that the inspirational quotes that you put out, which you touched on there, and also your newsletter, because I like to I probably unsubscribe to more newsletters than I subscribe, but I do like to read yours, and it's a lot of thought and indeed time must sort of like go into that. So I definitely encourage anyone listening or watching this to tell us your website, Anton, where they can sign up for your newsletter.
Yeah, well, if they go to www.antonmarks.com, then there's one of those annoying pop-ups. Annoying for some. Definitely worth it. You just put in your details there. So it's www.antonmarks.com.
Brilliant. And, you know, in terms of that kind of content, it's pretty wide-ranging, isn't it? You know, you sort of cover areas of loneliness, working practices, getting yourself fired up, you know, motivation. There's lots of topics and themes that you cover there. Do you have a content plan for that, or does it just sort of stuff pop into your head from one week to the next?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is just to improve on how people, I mean, think about life. I mean, my journey is writing, obviously. So what I try to do is apply, you know, issues and points of interest that come up in my kind of writing life and just put it out there that it could help the readers, the subscribers. And it's working. I mean, originally I was trying to figure how do I reach my subscriber? How do I have a message that I can put out every week that will help? Because obviously you have to, I can't be talking about me all the time. I need to be giving something that is going to be useful.
Giving out value, exactly.
So, you know, my value proposition is how to be a better person, how to improve on the life you've got in small ways, sometimes big, but mainly things that you can go away with, ideas that you can use, or just something that reminds you that, you know what, you know, Anton reminded me that I should be doing this, and yeah, I'll that reminder has kept me going, and I will keep going at it. So yeah, it's just my way of sharing something useful every week that can kind of improve how you live your life.
Which is a huge thing, but as you say, you do a really good job of it.
Thank you, real good, strong, practical
stuff there. So sign up, folks. would you talked about a few different social media platforms, and it might be different for you in terms of personal sort of versus business. So which would you say would be you said sort of Facebook's your most useful and effective platform, but what would be your favorite, your personal favorite platform?
Right. Well, we have to talk about Instagram. The thing is with Instagram is the followers I have on Instagram are very, very responsive to posts. The thing is, I find with Instagram is when it comes to, as I said, responding to posts, they're absolutely brilliant. But Facebook, for some reason, I'm not sure what it is. They may not respond as much as Instagram, but they take more action than Instagram followers.
Okay, interesting.
So if you want to actually build up the awareness of anything, whether it's a new book that I've got or anything, a new character that I'm creating that I'm sharing with my followers or subscribers, if you put it on Instagram, the take up on that is brilliant. A lot of followers will take it up, look at it, comment on it. But if it has a economic element, as in they need to go out and actually purchase something or take action towards that particular thing other than clicking on it to say they like it, I find Instagram not as
harder to do. Yeah,
not as good as when you do the same thing on Facebook in regards to people responding. I don't know why that is, but that's what I find.
Well, there is, of course, sort of technical limitation that you can't actually put a link in a post on Instagram. So there is that. So yeah. it's probably more of an awareness thing for you, isn't it? Rather than actually getting people involved and doing something.
Definitely.
You know, likes and comments are all very well, but over on Facebook you're actually getting into conversation. So that's really the key for you, isn't it?
It might
be worth sort of looking at that on I'm getting into training mode now, but I was just going to say it might be worthwhile looking at the sort of direct messaging side of Instagram and stories, because they've just brought in a new sticker called a chat sticker. Mm-hmm. So you can like slap that on your Instagram story and then get a few people together for a chat. So you could sort of like do a Q&A about a book or something like that. So
you're always giving me great ideas. So this is another one which I'll definitely try. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have had some direct messages from Instagram. That has been very useful. As I said, the quantity isn't as great, and as you said, maybe it's an issue in regards to just technique, knowing what to use to actually get people more involved and then get them on direct messenger and working from there. So I'll definitely try that and see how that works.
Cool. So those watching, please do say hi to let us know that you're there. And if you're watching the replay, listening on the podcast, you can always post questions in the comments under the video on Facebook, and we'd be delighted to answer those. And if you're watching live and you've got any questions right now, then please do feel free to ask, and we will come back to you straight away. So, looking to the future then, how do you sort of see the future in terms of both sort of books and your use of social media? Is it sort of carry on bringing out books and carry on promoting, or anything special coming up on that kind of like front at all? Anything different?
I'd say social media will always play a major role. I mean, in regards to the books and writing, there's many areas that I need to actually get into. I mean, you listened to Shofa, right? So the area of audiobooks is obviously an area to embrace more. And also just the idea of book trailers, which is another area I've not really touched on, which is something which I want to do for every book that I...
How does that work? And I'm not, don't think I'm familiar with that.
Well, it's just kind of like a film trailer, really, for a book. Okay. And I mean, sometimes you see it on terrestrial television where some of the big guys like James Patterson will be featuring one of his books using live action characters, you know, to market his work. That's something that I definitely need to get into too. And I mean, the whole transmedia thing where you have comics, I need to start doing graphic novels as well. But whatever ideas I have, everything will be plugged into social media. And obviously the new features that will be due in the future. So it's about taking on board quickly whatever is new and useful, and applying it to whatever you're doing. You have to be quick and aware of what is happening. So I've got Absolutely. You to talk to when the new changes occur, which is a good thing. But you do need to either be on it yourself or have somebody like yourself who is very, very familiar with what's happening out in the social media world to tell you what is new and what needs to be used in your particular endeavor.
Absolutely. And any other tips or advice that you would give sort of authors or bloggers or writers at all?
Just start small, but do start something. And
don't expect instant results, like you were saying earlier.
You have to
marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Exactly, you have to work at it. But at the same time, maybe choose a platform and try to learn as much as you can from that.
Rather than doing everything,
Rather than doing everything all at once, you know. And the idea is, especially for writers, is to reach out and touch your readers, you know. And the more you can do that by being truly who you are as a person, let the readers know who you are as an individual, and use that as a way to draw them into what you're doing, include them in the process of writing. I found that as a great way of getting people interested and involved in what you're doing. But so start small, choose a social media platform, try and learn as much as you can. Mentors are very important too. I know a lot of people, they know it's a good thing, but a lot of people don't do it. Sometimes it's difficult to try and find a mentor you can work with. But as I said, we have you, and a lot of the listeners and viewers can reach out to you for advice. So, it's good if you have a mentor. So, that's another kind of important part of what you should be doing when you're starting out.
Great. Thank you for that. Some good advice, and thanks for the reference to turning into a bit of an advert.
It's true.
Thank you. Okay, one final question. If you were to go for a beer, Red Stripe, of course, with any living person, who would that be and why?
Stephen King, I think. Sit down and pick his macabre brain, see how he does things, and just kind of see, you know, his lifestyle and how he comes up with these absolutely
how he gets inspired characters.
You
might pick up one or two ideas for a book or a comic or something.
Of course. So I'd like to have a Red Stripe with Stephen King.
Brilliant. Anton, thank you very much. It's been fascinating chatting to you this morning.
My pleasure.
Absolutely brilliant. And we'll catch up again soon. But that's it for now. Thank you very much. Bye for now. Cheers.
It's a pleasure. Take care, Jonathan.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the Social Media Show, please leave a review. I'd be really grateful. If you would like to make the best use of social media for your business, organisation or charity, I can help you. Please visit pollingersocial.co.uk, or you can find me on social media at pollingersocial.